Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
iPad Today is brought to you by Personal Capital. With Personal Capital, you'll finally have your whole financial life in one place and get a clear view of everything you own. Best of all, it's free. To sign up, go to personalcapital.com/iPad Today. And by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple products are worth at gazelle.com.
Coming up, the new iPads are here. Now, our only question is, which one are you getting?
When are we getting ours? Plus, Flickr gets an iPad app, finally. A garden of Zen. Oh. And what's up with iOS 8 Safari bugs, huh?
All that, and the best new way to clip and paste on iPad Today.
Hello. Sarah Lane, Leo Laporte, iPad Today.
Yeah, that's right.
I just said it all in one
good
breath.
Good, yeah. Thanks, everybody, for being here. This is the show where we not only talk about iPads, but also iOS,
right.
The ecosystem.
Lots to say today.
And the people who use them. Yeah, you know, so since we were... last Monday, we knew that there was going to be an Apple event.
We didn't know what it would be about.
I mean, we knew it was, they were going to cover iPads in some capacity. Right, exactly. Did you see some, there were some people who said, you know, you guys are very, very snarky.
So we were here Thursday, you and I and Mike Elgin, covering, as we always do, the events.
Sure.
And were we overly snarky?
I didn't think so. In fact, I feel like I'm kind of sensitive to that because I don't want to just be there for snark's sake. But at the same time,
I don't want to be a cheerleader be negative.
The honest reactions is the point of having a live event, or we would just watch the stream straight from Apple, like everybody else. So no, I didn't think we were overly.
But we were critical
harsh.
Of the beginning, the first half hour. Was not only a rehash of stuff we'd already seen at WWDC and last month's event, but for some reason, I don't really understand, Craig Federighi went into some weird fugue comedic skit state that involved...
Stephen Colbert.
And weird names for the CEO.
And they did like a handshake skit.
Security swipes.
Yeah, like Eddie Q didn't have the handshake rights.
It was a Samsung moment.
Well, and I think that gets people's goat sometimes because, you know, it's this Samsung is sort of known for having a couple of weird events over
the
last year.
They're the gold standard for weird events,
but
Samsung
is. But that's like, that Samsung really goes overboard where people are just like, what in the? I know what Apple was doing.
They're trying to be
funny. They were stretching.
Stretching
for time because
they didn't have much to say.
Well, it was what, about an hour and a half, I think, all told from the time that the event started, then Tim Cook said, thanks, everybody. Bye. We're really done now. We did get...
Wait a minute. Do you have a clock with a second hand? Time me. Let's see how long it takes to announce a new iPad Air 3 that has Touch ID. It's thinner and has... What else did it have? Gold.
Touch ID?
I mentioned that.
Oh.
And
Apple Pay.
And don't worry about the mini... It's exactly the same as last year's, but it has Touch ID. Oh, by the way, speaking of minis, we have a new Mac Mini and a new iMac with a 5K monitor.
Woo!
Get ready. Monday, iOS 8.1 comes out. And now, right now, you can download OS 10 Yosemite. How long did that take?
That was...
That's the whole thing.
That was under a minute.
Did I leave anything out? I think that was it.
You know, it's kind of interesting about this is Apple.
In fact, I gave the iPad Mini more time than they gave the iPad Mini on
the iPad.
It was like a throwaway.
It was an odd event for a variety of reasons. First of all, the iPad is you know, this is a little bit, you know, it's an upgrade year, but it's not like a special, oh my gosh, the iPad is totally different. And, you know, if people were looking for something new and exciting, this is it. That's just not, that's not what's going on.
We said this last week. The iPad is pretty close to perfect.
Yeah.
So what do you do that really makes a big splash? There's not much to do.
You know,
I was a little surprised that they made a big deal about it being thinner.
Well, no, the Verge had a good hands-on review, and they were like, it's like you're holding nothing. It really feels that light.
Now, is that what people are calling for, though? I want to be holding nothing.
I remember when the, was it the iPhone 5 came out, and it felt like it was made of
air.
People
said it's light.
It was strange.
Yeah.
It was jarring, jarringly light. So and then, of course, you get used to it, and it obviously doesn't weigh air, but it weighs very little. And I think I got out a couple of my older iPads over the weekend. You know,
they're getting lighter. And
I mean, the iPad Air, which is, you know, this is last year's Air. It's a lovely little machine. It is so much lighter than the iPads used to be. Holy crap! Like when the first Retina iPad went on the market, I mean, that thing was
heavy.
Because it was needing power.
You're actually a person who has complained that you will be reading your iPad in bed and fall asleep, and it won't hit you in the face.
I don't really complain about that, actually. You do, though.
Was it me?
Yeah.
Somebody has complained about that.
I mean, it's. Yeah, I think in my life, maybe that's happened once or twice.
But so a lighter one would hurt less.
But I don't hold it. Like, I don't read
but
like
no,
this.
No, to be. Now, not jest here, in jest, but serious. You do hold your iPad when you're reading and stuff. And so a lighter one, I guess, that's. But I don't hear people. It's not like it's that heavy. It's less than a pound. I don't hear people really, you know, clamoring for it.
The thing, though, is I think it's all in the comparisons, right? I never thought that the first iPad, you know, we ever had, I thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Absolutely.
Second gen, it's even thinner.
Mm-hmm.
Third, it got a little bit bigger because...
And Retina.
Because it got Retina. Totally fine. Didn't
Worth
even feel
it.
Like it was heavy. Now I feel like it's 50 pounds because I've gotten used to the evolution of smaller, thinner, lighter. Well, not necessarily smaller, but thinner and lighter.
Do you think they'll go thinner and lighter even more next year?
But Moore's Law has to come into play at some
Moore's
point,
Law?
Right?
Physics, like the idea that, I mean, there's only so... Okay, I admit, one of the things I would like to see is better battery life, maybe. But, you know, 10 hours is plenty. So, okay, I give up.
Yeah.
And they aren't reducing battery life. It is faster.
Hmm.
The screen is better. And one of the things you asked for, and I just left out in my summary, 50% less glare. That's better.
Right, so we're not a Kindle. It's not like e-ink.
No, but
obviously.
It's not as shiny.
But yeah, the number one complaint that I have about my iPad, it's not battery life because I've always thought the battery life is quite good. It's not the weight because the iPad Air is very light. It's that it's not fun to read outside, and you know it's not just being on vacation. Although vacation is a good example, but. I have a little patio at my house. Wouldn't it be nice to go take my iPad out with my coffee on a Sunday morning and read in the sun for a few minutes? I can't do that with my iPad. You have to be in the shade or it hurts your eyes. So 50% less glare is very exciting. Now, I haven't used that in any real-world trials, but that sounds like we're going in the right direction.
They say it's the world's thinnest tablet, but I've seen some people say, yeah, not really. But I don't know what's thinner.
Do those people have something that is thinner?
It is
because
6.1 millimeters thick.
Mm.
That's pretty thin. I don't know.
It's really thin.
The Sony Xperia tablet, which they at the time says is thinnest, is 6.9, 8 millimeters thicker.
The iPad Air 2 and the iPad Mini 3 kept their numbering conventions. That was a rumor that maybe Apple would just say, it's the iPad Air.
Yeah.
And it's the iPad Mini, and here's the latest
model. I found a thinner one.
You did.
The Dell Venue 8 is 6 millimeters. It is actually, in real life, the world's thinnest tablet, not the iPad.
Okay. Does that make everyone want to go rush out and buy a Dell Venue?
Well, my point exactly. Who cares?
Yeah.
But I got to say, Apple, you got to knock that off, making stuff up like the world's thinnest tablet when it's not.
Smart covers.
I think that's unfair to say that.
We got, well...
It's a thin-ish tablet.
Maybe they've never heard of the Dell Venue.
They've heard of it. It's the world's second thinnest tablet. It doesn't have the same ring to it.
Correct.
But they shouldn't say things like it's the world's thinnest tablet. Doesn't that bother you a little bit that it's not?
No.
And they said it was? Doesn't it cast into a harsh light maybe some of the other claims they might have made? So, for instance, they claim it's twice as fast as the ones we're using. Is it really? They don't cite where that, what, doing what. Or, I mean, I feel like it's a slippery slope. You start making stuff up like it's the world's thinnest tablet when it's not.
Okay, I'll give you that. I will give you that. I can see where that would ruffle your feathers a little bit because
it's not.
Clearly Apple has enough people to do research. There has to be some semantics argument about how the Venue is not a tablet. I don't know what.
Yeah, it's running a Windows.
Whatever's going. Yeah, like if it's running Windows, it's not a
doesn't
tablet.
Doesn't count.
I don't know. What
the world's thinnest tablet running iOS. Maybe they just left that part out.
There were a couple of things that we did not hear about, which is a little bit curious, considering that the show did seem a little bit light on new material and a lot of rehashing of things that we already knew about. What's new in iOS 8, for example? How handoff will work between iOS right. and OS 10. That kind of stuff was, again, it's sure, it's getting better all the time. We're now at iOS 8.1, which introduces Apple Pay. So I understand that it's good to remind people, especially since iOS 8 adoption rate is kind of slow. There are people who are, you know, maybe a little bit on the fence. Do I want this? It's, you know, 5 gigabyte install or whatever. But they didn't announce anything about new smart covers.
Which they have.
They're in the Apple Store right now, in fact. Brian, I believe you have all of these links. And so...
you woke him up.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing back there. I have links for everything. The smart cover I have found, and these, it seems like they're basically just all going synthetic at this point. Remember how it used to be, you could get them in leather or synthetic? The new smart covers are all this synthetic material.
No more leather?
I don't think so.
Given how many they sell, maybe they killed all the cows. There's no more left.
Yeah. Actually, that's a really good point. Leather is probably not
the best. Let's not use leather.
Not the best idea. Yeah. I don't know. I actually haven't bought a new smart cover yet. I do find that they feel a little flimsier over time. These new ones are designed to be a little bit... more rigid.
The phone case is leather. They have leather cases for the iPhone 6. Maybe they just didn't get around to it yet. Maybe they're going to do it for the iPad.
I feel like a case for the cover, rather, for an iPad is a lot more important, though, because you're so often standing your iPad up.
I agree.
I mean, this is... Even when it's in my lap, I want to... The cover never comes off.
Which one are you going to get? Are you going to get this one, which is the detachable one, and I think a little wobbly-jobbly, or the one that goes around the back and is a little bit more...
I go with wobbly-jobbly.
Really?
Well, because I like...
It's light.
I like the flexibility.
But it doesn't protect your backside.
But
you don't care?
I mean, this is the only time anyone ever sees or looks at the backside of my iPad.
Right.
Don't care. I mean, it could almost be carved up by a murderer.
Now, here's a question.
And
Jeff Needles, I think, has the answer to this. You're saying, Jeff, that even though it is the thinnest iPad we've ever made, that the old covers still work. So you could buy the older smart cover for the newer iPad. Wouldn't save you any money, but you could do it.
Okay.
Or if you had one. Here's the point.
Well,
you've got one.
Because the thin...
You could use that. You don't have to throw that away.
The dimensions haven't changed besides depth.
Just
so,
that.
Yeah, the smart cover, again, if it's only on the front, that makes sense. We also got an A8 X chip, which is...
smarter, faster, better.
Smarter, faster, better. All that good stuff. And then this is actually something that got a lot of attention over the weekend as people started to realize that the iPad Mini 3 and Air 2... See, this is already getting confusing for me. Not only both have Touch ID, but have new Apple SIMs.
That, to me, is the biggest story, which they didn't mention at all.
Why don't you think they mentioned it? Now, I asked, it was one of the guests we had on TN2 last week, why do you think that is? And he said, I think it was Devinder Hardawar from VentureBeat. And he said, I think it was in the interest of simplicity, because then you start getting into carriers and blah, blah, blah. And
they've got some
carrier partnerships, but they don't have Verizon yet.
You don't have to say carriers, but you're right. You would have to say everybody but not Verizon. So here's the deal, which is, I think this is really exciting. I hope to see this on the phone. And it could really change the business entirely. When you buy an iPad, which I did, an iPad Air 2, you have two choices, with or without 4G. In the past, you've had to choose the carrier, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile, AT&T. Wait a minute. Now, okay, but you're not choosing them. That's what's interesting on that. There is one SIM that will work with everybody except Verizon, who is not party to this.
Right, and then a few, it's Everything Everywhere in the UK.
EE in the UK.
Uh-huh.
Everything Everywhere is EE, right?
Yes. Yeah. Which is a joint effort between Orange and something else.
Yeah, T-Mobile, I think. But anyway, yeah, I think, so what's really cool, so now, and there's no long-term contracts. You go month to month. So I've bought this iPad Air 2, and if this month I want to be on T-Mobile, I can. Next month it could be AT&T. Mm-hmm. And if I go to the UK, it can be EE, all without changing the SIM, without doing anything except filling out the form on the iPad. And that's great.
The implications would be maybe, you know, the more competitive pricing. Pricing might come down because, of course, if you can sort of decide where you want to go month to month, people get a little bit more competitive. Right now, I think, I'm sort of beholden to Verizon because I don't want an early termination fee. And I had
so
to
you're
sign
stuck.
Up for a two-year contract.
No, I don't
well,
know.
Well, that's on my phone.
Well, that's on your phone.
Not, you know, not on my iPad.
What, is your iPad at 4G?
Yeah.
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 With AT&T?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think this is very... If this goes in the phone, this really changes things. And, you know, the reason that other companies wouldn't do it, you don't want to annoy Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint.
Right.
And obviously this would annoy them a little bit. They would love to get long-term contracts. They'd love to lock you in. Even if they don't lock you in a long-term contract, the fact that you'd have to get a different SIM is enough of an impediment to keep you on that carrier, even if you're not thrilled or there's a better price somewhere else. So Apple's just kind of eliminating all that friction.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very exciting. And only Apple has the clout, to get the carriers to do this. You're not going to see Samsung or anybody else doing this.
You know, without any inside knowledge, it seems really smart to me that Apple said, well, let's try this on with the new iPads first.
And then next year?
And then, yeah, you start getting customers used to this, but it's not too impactful yet the way it would be with the iPhones, where all of a sudden the carriers are freaked out and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, there are a lot of people who don't even have data plans on iPads. But how nice is it to have options and sort of go in and out?
Well, here's one of the calculations they made in the Apple boardroom when they made this decision. Well, what is AT&T going to do? Oh, they're not going to push your iPad in the AT&T stores anymore. They're going to push a Samsung pad.
Yeah.
Do we care? No, we've got our own stores. Most of what we sell is sold in the Apple stores. We don't care. And only Apple can do that. You're not going to go to a Samsung store to look at Samsung tablets. You go to the AT&T store or the T-Mobile store. I think this is really remarkable, and I'm very grateful to Apple. You know, they ship iPhones without any carrier stuff on them. Everybody else does. They have all the apps that the Verizon and AT&T put on there. Not the iPhone. I really feel like Apple is the only one with enough clout to push this through, and boy, I would love to see that. And I'm thrilled they're doing it with the iPad.
I am too. It's exciting.
That, to me, was a big story. But you're right. It's probably too inside baseball. Most people go, what is a SIM?
Well, I think it just turns into, a lot of questions about carriers,
right,
which, you know, is a little beside the point when, you know, Apple wants to tout its new exciting hardware.
They're moving on.
So, all right. So before we move on, are you getting a new iPad? Which way are we leaning right now?
That's a very good question. I looked at this very carefully. What are the new things? Well, I'm really thrilled they improved the camera. I've been saying this for a long time. Why should the iPad be a second-class citizen of the iPhone? Shouldn't it have the same camera?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm also the guy who says, please don't use your iPad to take a picture. But nevertheless, we have to acknowledge people are. An iPad, it does make a really great picture device because the viewfinder is so big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can really see what you're taking a picture of. It's great for video, too. I guess I'll get used to the idea that people are doing it. And, boy, you can't go to a tourist site without seeing tons of people holding up their iPads to take pictures. That's the way a lot of people take pictures now.
Yeah,
might as well have a good
camera. Get used to it, everybody.
There, right?
It's not going away.
However, I'm not going to use Touch ID on an iPad to pay for stuff. You don't get NFC, by the way, so it's not going to help you with a tap-to-pay terminal. I do like the idea of Touch ID so I don't have to log in on the iTunes store. But that's not enough. That's nice, but it's not a big thing. The camera, I don't use the iPad to take pictures. Not a big thing for me.
How do you know you're not going to use Touch ID to make purchases inside of apps?
That's where you would do it. How can you say that? But they can't say you have to have Touch ID. They'll say, well, either enter your password, just as they do now with the iTunes Store.
You just prefer the password. Got it.
I don't prefer the password. I prefer Touch ID, but it's not enough of a reason to upgrade. I'm trying to look. You know, I bought this. It was probably $800 when I bought it because, you know, it's got a lot of memory and stuff. Last year, is it time a year later to now buy another $800 iPad? I'm going to stay with the most recent iPad, the iPad Air, not the Air 2. I'm going to let you go to the Air 2 because one of us should have it. I did buy one for Lisa. She wanted one. So I'll have one to play with just to see what it's like. Okay, there's two more reasons. It's thinner. Who cares? And it's gold. I wouldn't mind a gold one.
Gold is rad, man.
You have a gold phone?
I used to.
We couldn't get you one. They only had silver.
The 6 Plus is back to white and silver, which is totally fine.
They didn't have...
Totally fine with me.
At the time.
The novelty of gold wore off on the iPhone after a while. But I was really cool out of my group of friends for a couple of weeks.
And I kind
of
like having a gold iPad.
Yeah.
None of that is enough to get me to spend that much money for a new iPad. And what I don't need, really, is the speed. I know they're making a big deal about the speed and metal, and games are going to be great on this. But nobody's going to design a game that requires an Air 2. They're going to make games that work across all the product lines. In fact, because Apple continues to keep the Apple iPad 2 technology alive, you know, basically that's what a mini is. They're selling the original iPad mini for $250. It's the same guts as an iPad 2. So they're keeping the 2 alive. They sold the 2 for a while, discontinued it. Now they have the mini.
That never made a lot of sense to me.
They're keeping the 2 alive. That's their base model, $250 for the 16-gig Wi-Fi. That means developers are going to have to continue to develop for that entire range. They're going to want to. So there really isn't a lot of pressure to get an Air 2 for, you know, the super WYSIWYG graphics because I don't think most games will attempt to take advantage of it. So for me, and I think for a lot of you watching at home, after you do the calculation, you say, I'll wait till next year. Maybe a year after that. I think we keep iPads for at least 2, maybe 3 or 4 years. And that's, by the way, we're going to get the Apple quarterly results this week.
In fact, I think it's today.
Soon.
Today. I think it's the 20th.
And we will know today. When they do that, we'll get some idea of our sales. For 2 quarters now, sales have been down. Are they going to be down for 3rd quarter? What do you think on the iPad?
We won't really.
This will be
numbers.
The worst of the 3 quarters because everybody knows the new iPads are coming out.
No, it's going to be a great quarter because of the iPhones.
No, but they do break out iPad sales. They do break out iPad sales. So we'll know. And the iPad sales have been down for the last 2 quarters. They'll be down more this quarter than in the last 2.
Yeah.
The question really isn't this quarter. It's next quarter.
Yeah. That's, I guess, what I was saying. So I did upgrade to iOS 8.1 right before the show started, which was a questionable decision, but it all worked out well because I knew that Apple Pay, not only Apple Pay is turned on in 8.1, but that this morning people were saying, oh, it's already part of the Apple Store
is it?
App. Yeah, but I can't.
But you don't have Touch ID on that.
No. And I'm kind of like, well, where is, you know, if I just say like Apple
We're going
to
go later today. Maybe you want to go with us on this field trip. Bring your iPhone, because your iPhone does have Touch ID. We're going to go to a Whole Foods and buy a sandwich. You want to join us?
Yeah.
Pay for it with your finger?
I would like that very much.
Jason Snell at his blog, new blog, sixcolors.com. No, you don't have to hit it. Well, actually, Jason writes the article. Here's the story. Local man uses Apple Pay to buy groceries. I love that.
Oh.
The local man in this case is Jason Snell himself.
Nice.
He went to Whole Foods. He tells the story of...
Do you have any idea how exciting... I'm sorry.
Are you excited?
I'm excited, but I was interrupting you, so please continue.
Actually, Jeff Needles has already entered his credit cards. If your bank is a participator in Apple Pay, you will take a picture of it. Your credit card will be added to the Apple Pay wallet.
Mm.
He says that some of his banks, for instance, Wells Fargo, require downloading an authentication app before you can actually use it. So you may have to not only scan your cards in with the camera, but download an authentication app. Jason apparently did that because he's got his Chase Sapphire card in there. He went to Whole Foods and a clerk named Tyler.
Tyler.
Tyler. He said, a nice young guy named Tyler, I pulled the iPhone 6 out of my pocket before I could even move it close to the payment terminal, newly festooned with a now accepting Apple Pay tag, which you can see right here on his article. Before I even touched it, before I even moved close to it, Apple Pay appeared on my phone and asked me to verify my purchase with Touch ID, just like the picture on the article.
It makes me so happy.
Tyler said, oh, you're going to try that? Yep, I'm one of those people, Jason said, and habitually placed my thumb on the phone as if I were going to unlock it, which was what I was going to do, but instead of doing that,
I paid for groceries.
Whoa! I don't know what just happened, Tyler said, as the paper receipt popped out of the cash register's printer. So that's how
he's
easy.
He's surprising and delighting Whole Foods employees.
Whoa!
What just happened? You got a receipt. So that's still like the only old school part of this, is you still get that paper receipt.
Well, you should probably say ahead of time, I don't want a receipt.
Well, it prints out.
It'd be great if it emailed you the receipt.
Why don't they do that?
Gosh, I want that.
Come on, Apple Pay, get with it. That's got to be in a future. It's probably merchant based.
So
right?
Those are the new results? They just came out? So Apple has announced in its quarterly results that a year ago they sold 14.07 million iPads. Last quarter, 13.276 million iPads, and it just scrolled off. How many did they sell this quarter, Jeff? 12.3, so a big drop. However, I might point out, selling 12 million anything is still good.
Yeah.
In three months, that's a million a week. That's good.
Starting to plateau.
I'll take it.
12 million in opening weekend? Or no, in the last quarter?
Last quarter.
But that includes this, you would expect this
because that's before the new iPads come out. The real question will be next quarter if that'll jump right up again. My guess is that there are going to be a lot of people like me who say, gosh, I just spent so much money on my iPad. I'm going to wait a couple of years.
I think you're right, but I also think that we also have a lot of the people who got iPads in 2010.
That's the question.
That are really, yeah. You know.
iPad 1s.
Yeah. Or even the second-gen iPad who have said for a couple of years now, there's nothing wrong with my iPad. And then, you know, this might be the year for them. And particularly with, you know, a mini Retina's got Touch ID. Yes, last year's Mini is the same thing without Touch ID for $100 less. Some people just want the latest and greatest. So I don't know. I think that's it's kind of fascinating stuff.
We will watch with interest.
So excited. I mean, the Whole Foods thing is obviously Whole Foods is not the
only grocery. I'm doing that this afternoon.
Grocery.
Let's go on a field trip.
Okay, let's do it.
We're going to bring a camera. We'll shoot it. You can do it on TV.
There's a Whole Foods very close to the gym that I go to. And when I'm in the morning going to the gym, I'm not thinking. And so I often think, oh, I got to get something at Whole Foods on my way back home from the gym. And I don't have my credit card because why would I take my credit card to the gym in my little, you know, fanny pack type thing that I take to the gym with me? And so this is an actual issue. I've gone all the way through the grocery line ready to pay for my stuff. And it's like humiliating. I'm so sorry. I forgot my money.
You have to come back. You just leave it in a pile or do you reshelve it?
They'll hold it for you for like an hour, you know? But it's like...
Really? Grocery stores have layaway plans now?
Well, it's not layaway. It's...
I don't have the money, but I'll be back.
No, but it's...
Could you hold that for me?
It's really embarrassing, and you feel really unorganized, and...
Thanks to you, Tyler's going to lose his job.
And the thing is that they have those NFC things right there, and I think it's just like, why can't I use my phone? Why doesn't Square Wallet work with Whole Foods? Now it does.
And I'm wondering... because I have Google Wallet and Tap and Pay on my Android phone.
Shh.
I'm wondering if I could do that too. Like when they upgraded for the one, did they just make it work across the board? I bet they did. I bet they do in most places. So I think if you had an Android phone with NFC and the ability to tap and pay, that you probably would also be able to do this. You wouldn't use a fingerprint,
obviously.
I don't
think we should call it Tap and Pay. We should be calling it Chop and Pay. I'm ready.
I
forgot my credit card.
Apparently, you don't even have to go near it. It just says, hey.
Fruit Ninja for paying.
So I think Apple Pay is exciting. And even though others will be able to use it, it's not just iPhone. I think it is a revolution that is going to happen now thanks to Apple. They've pushed it over the top. I think Touch ID works really well, and I wish that others could do it, but Apple owns that company, Authentic, and I think they own the technology that really works. I just got a Galaxy Note 4 with a fingerprint reader. I'll see how well it works, but my experience with the S5 was that it was underwhelming. Touch ID just works so well.
Mm-hmm.
I think Apple has an advantage there. iOS 8.1, we don't know yet. I generally don't tell people don't update right away. A lot of people didn't adopt iOS 8, mostly because they didn't have enough free space. You need 5 gigs free.
Yeah.
If you, sadly, bought a 16-gigabyte iPhone or iPad,
Yeah. You
may not. You probably don't have sufficient space to upgrade. I think that's one of the reasons people have been very slow to adopt iOS 8. But if you've already got iOS 8, what do you think? Should they go ahead with 8.1, or should they wait a few days and see if there's a problem?
I've had 8.1 for approximately 4 hours. Well, 4 hours.
40 minutes.
Yeah. I started it.
Right.
Started thinking about it 4 hours ago when I woke up. So I don't know. It doesn't even look any different to me right now.
Yeah.
But I will take notes and let you know.
Yep.
In general, that's the safe thing to do. Wait for everybody like me to be like, holy crap, my cell service doesn't work
anymore. That's what I did. I let Jeff Needles take that bullet.
Yeah, so.
He stopped me. I was about to upgrade to 8.0.1, and he came running in and said, don't! 8.02 has been fine. I think 8.1 will be fine. Yeah, we are hearing from people that it is
kind of fluke stuff.
The size of the update does vary depending on your device. Mm-hmm. On iPhones, it's been somewhere between 100 and 200 megabytes. It's not huge. It will be something smaller than a few gigabytes on your iPad as well. So if you already have 8, it should be a simple, fast upgrade.
It really was, I would say, 20 minutes?
Yeah, well, that's exactly how long mine took, yeah.
So it definitely not, you know, it's not going to ruin your day. Although I was sort of worried that it wasn't going to turn on for a minute, but it was just doing its thing in the background.
It churns.
This is the time where I'm going to remind you where you can follow along with this show. If you don't watch us live, which is on Mondays, right after Triangulation at about 12:30 Pacific time, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, do watch us live if you can. But if not, twit.tv/IPT is our show archive where you can follow along with all of the shows from last week. Leo wore a scary mask last week. Did you miss that?
Wow, that was creepy.
I urge you to catch up on everything that you missed.
That's actually LeoBot 3000.
Right. Yeah, Leo was not even on the show.
No,
it was
it's a pretty good
Android
simulation
version of him, which I thought was not only rude but frightening. You know, I didn't ask for that. Some robot.
But it was
friends.
Running Lollipop.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Android 5.0. The Android jokes, they don't go over well on this show. But anyway, twit.tv/IPT, that's where you can subscribe to the show as well if you'd like it delivered to you once a week without you even thinking about it. And if you have questions, comments, app ideas, stories that you've found, anything like that, iPad Today @twit.tv is the place to write us all your deepest, darkest secrets. And if you want to leave us a voicemail, which, you know, nobody really has in a while, nothing that I find worthy of the show, because we get a lot of just, I don't know, I want voicemails,
please,
too.
Please, will you leave us a voicemail?
757-504-IPAD.
That's the number.
That's the number.
Keep it short, 30 seconds. Don't put your phone number on it. We can't use it.
Yeah.
But you could say your
number one issue.
Say, hi, first name city. Hi, this is Leo from Petaluma. My question for you, Sarah, is
boom, why boom, boom. Are you so awesome?
Thanks. Love
so
the
much.
Show. Bye.
Listen every week.
And we will use it.
Yeah.
If you do that, we will use it.
Yeah.
Sometimes people call, they say, hi, Sarah.
Or you know what happens
Leo.
Is, this is, okay. Now, I'm not calling anybody out specifically, but it's like, I called a couple minutes ago.
I
this
forgot
is John again.
To mention.
I'm in Florida, so.
We can't use that.
You know, I'm like, come on, John, come on.
Whoa.
What do you think?
I just used iPay.
What kind of ship do you think we're running here?
If you use Apple Pay between now and our next show, call us up and give us a short description of how it worked for you.
Please do.
Okay, there's
we'll
your assignment.
We'll make a medley.
There's your assignment.
I hate to promise these sorts of things, but we will.
We'll make a medley. Our show today brought to you by Personal Capital. You know about Personal Capital, right? I love Personal. Have you started using it? You should use it.
Well,
you're young, and you got to prepare. Sarah, don't look at me like that. You got to prepare. You're going to be old.
I know.
I got bad news for you.
I know.
And while I'm sure you'll have this job until your late 80s, you still need.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. My I love it when my MacBook rings.
That's handoff.
Because some Yahoo
That's
is
handoff.
Calling me
you
on
see
my
that?
Phone.
It's working. That
Quit
was a test.
Quit calling me 707, but or see, I'll say your number out loud.
That's good. So that shows it works. And by the way, I did a text message from my computer. That was awesome.
Isn't that weird?
It shows
weird
up on the
wonderful.
Dock.
Weird and
Did
wonderful.
You see that on the
yeah.
on the dock, on the left side of the dock, a little messages thing pops up and says, you know, you got mail, and you push it and you do the messages. Wow. What a world. What a world.
Isn't that crazy?
Hand
Let's go
off.
Back to how old I am.
You're old.
Yeah.
Ish. No, you're not old.
Yeah.
But you're gonna get old.
Yes.
And now's the time to prepare for your future so that you do not have to rely upon the good graces of Uncle Sam and your Social Security check. You want to start putting a little money aside. I'm sure you. I know you're doing that, but the question is: are you doing it right? Are you paying attention to it? Where's your money? How's it working for you? Are you overpaying in fees? Personal Capital solves all this by giving you a one-page dashboard that tells you exactly how you're doing in real time, intuitive graphs. It's beautiful. iPad, iPhone, yeah, it works on Android, on your computer. They even have an Android Watch app, so you can get notifications in your watch. You know, your 401k is going up, up, up. I love that. PersonalCapital.com. And you know what? This is free. Go to PersonalCapital.com/iPad today. That way they'll know you saw the show. And they'll be very happy. And so will we. It just takes a minute to sign up. Costs you absolutely nothing. And it really does pay big dividends. Total clarity and transparency. Planning for the future. It's actually fun. It's actually fun when you're using Personal Capital. It's like a video game. And you watch your money grow, and you just feel great about it.
I like growing money.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to put a little effort into it. But
well,
Personal Capital
personal
does the
capital
work.
Makes it so easy. Yeah. I don't know if it's effort anymore. It's fun. PersonalCapital.com/iPad today. I'll tell you what. If you're not using Personal Capital, you are putting effort. If you're either ignoring it, which is not a good strategy, or it's a lot of work, or you're overpaying somebody to do it for you, PersonalCapital.com/iPad today. Just sign up today. It'll just take a minute, and you will really, trust me, you'll be so glad. Okay.
So we mentioned that Flickr got a universal app.
I want to see this. I haven't installed it yet.
Let's look at it. Yeah, because...
Do you use Flickr for your photos?
Well...
I do.
Here's what I do. So this is just my account. What I do is every time I upload a photo, and it's usually to Instagram, I will back it up to Flickr.
Yeah.
I just say, also put another copy up on
right.
Flickr. So, like, for example, on Saturday, I had, like, the whole day to myself. The weather was great, and so I was outside taking all these pictures of other people.
Oh, know? That's a great shot.
Kind of cute, right?
Love
I was sitting
that.
There minding my own business, and the girl was just like, take photos of me! So there was a little photo shoot going on, and so I took a picture of them, which I hope was not too,
too rude. Find that far more interesting than just a picture of the model. I love seeing
the scene.
Yeah, that's great.
So, you know, this is an Instagram picture that I posted, but I cross-posted it to Flickr. I see that there's 3 faves, 1 comment, and,
nice.
You know, 350 views, who commented.
That's what Flickr's all about.
I used to work with him over at Current. So, yeah, I can, you know, all right, so I can manage my photos and my comments from here. But you also have the option, and by the way, the Flickr app worked on the iPad before.
But it was an iPhone app.
Exactly. It wasn't optimized to be run on an iPad.
That came out about a year ago.
And it was also limited.
And I was exciting about it, but I wanted an iPad-specific version.
Exactly. Yeah. You can go ahead and organize. So, for example, you know, I take a lot of pictures of my cats, right? So every once in a while, you know, I can go through and be like, this photo, and another picture. There's another Sammy there. Oh, Sammy and Lucy there. And I say, yeah, I want to actually add that to one of my albums. I have a lot of albums, obviously. Lucy and Sam. I actually already did this, so it's probably going to say, those photos are already in your collection. Added 3 photos to this album. Oh, maybe I didn't. I thought that I did that yesterday. But I was just kind of playing around. You've got access to your albums that are locked. Some of it's, you know, sometimes when I take a bunch of photos on vacation, I just want to put them up on Flickr. But they're not necessarily for the public to peruse. So I just dump them in there, and then I figure I'll clean them up later and give them titles. And
yeah,
that sort
it's backing
of thing.
Up as you travel. It's a great idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Flickr gives you a terabyte for free, so why not?
Right. So I have to get out of edit mode. Yeah, so, you know, I've got albums here. You know, most are public. Some are not because I've just got a bunch of data. The things that I've favorited.
Is this of universal app now? Is that?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if you downloaded it for the iPhone, it'll turn. If you have the iPhone version, it'll turn it into the iPad version.
Yes. Correct. Okay. Except that the iPad version has a different look altogether.
It
so
does.
It's a universal app, but the designs are discreet.
Which is nice because it really fits the iPad. It's beautiful.
Very much. Yeah, it's great. I can go ahead and say, I just like to, explore photos. I can obviously look and see who I am following. I'm following 79 people. Let's, take a look at, what Ashley has been posting lately on Flickr. Well, she hasn't posted anything in 5 years, so that was really long. Ashley, get
5 years.
Ashley, get it. Casey McKinnon, I know, uses Flickr all the time. So.
There you go.
Yeah, so she's Flickr is great because these are obviously a lot of like old family photos of hers. Flickr is great because it has always been about photography. And then this is my feed. These are just people that I'm following: Willow and Dave and Eddie and Scott and
I follow all
my Flickr buds. Yeah,
love them.
The problem is that over the last several years, Flickr usage, at least among the people that I know and care about, has really fallen off. Instagram took a lot of it.
Really?
Facebook. Google has its own storage sort of social component, options. So, yeah, I mean, I really, have to say, as much as I love Flickr, it used to be that if I posted a photo that I thought was pretty good, let's go back to my own feed. Let's say I posted, this picture of an old beat up BMW, right? That it used to have a lot more views. I just got a lot more traction. That's where we were all hanging out and talking about each other's photos.
Mm.
Now, it might get a comment here and there, and that's cool, but it's not the same as it used to be.
That's too bad, in my
opinion. So I don't know. I don't know how you feel. And by the way, you can take a photo from right within the app as well. So you can use Flickr as your
It's too heavyweight
to
though to
photos.
Be an Instagram, which is really what that is.
Well, the beauty about Instagram, I've always thought, is that there's not much to it.
Right. It's
Instagram has gotten a little bit more complex as the years have gone on. Still doesn't have its own iPad app, which is just bonkers to me. But Flickr was always a little bit more prosumer, I think. People who cared about, let's put more emphasis on the photo data itself. Flickr was always really good at being able to tell you what is the most popular camera of all the users on Flickr, for the most percentage of photos that are uploaded. All that stuff was very interesting to photo people. And then I think, the idea of just post a quick photo, add a filter, make it social on smaller devices made Flickr, feel a little old and clunky. And being owned by Yahoo didn't help because for a long time people were sort of confused as to what Yahoo wanted to do with Flickr. Clearly the team is still innovating. Leo, do you use Flickr at all anymore?
I do. I was just looking. I just uploaded my London pictures there.
Oh, you did?
I don't. You can do it like a...
They also give you, a terabyte of storage for
free? A terabyte of storage, which is an awful lot.
That's great,
You can use it, of course, as you do, to back up your photos. But I want to share my best photos on Flickr, hoping to get comments and faves and stuff like that. So
okay.
I guess I still think, the problem is it's not just Flickr now. There's 500px and there's Smug Mug. And there's so many different sites for doing this. And as you say, Instagram is the starting point for a lot of people. And I don't know. I like it for the pictures I really want to show off. I still feel like Flickr is the place to do that. I really do.
I love the app.
We use it on the radio show, I don't know if you know that.
I don't know that I knew that.
Yeah, Chris Marquardt comes on every week.
Oh, yeah.
And we do a photo assignment. And so we ask people,
That looks so good, by the way. Some soldiers.
That was so good.
Oh, I love...
That was tea at Claridge's.
I love how English people take the crust off and make little cute sandwiches.
They know. So if you look at groups, you'll see the Tech Guy group is one of the groups. And we... 11,000 members.
We
ask people to upload photos. Right now, our assignment is what we call a shelfie, to take a picture of somebody jumping. And we're getting some really great submissions.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that fun? And then every month, Chris will review some of the shelfies or whatever, the assignment, and somebody will get a little publicity on the radio show. So I think that's kind of fun. This was the earlier assignment, Layers. See, I could have put that picture of the tea time in the layers because I have layers in my sandwich.
Oh, I see that kind of layer. Not
well, it could be. See, we don't tell people
Photoshop layers.
We don't tell people.
But it could be that too.
It could be anything. We just say the word layers, whatever that means.
And then you let them go nuts.
And we let them go nuts.
I love it.
Anyway, that's so that we do use Flickr. Come to think of it, we still have the tech guy group's very active.
Well, Flickr for iPad is completely free.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
And that's the somebody said why use that instead of Smug Mug? Well, you have to pay for Smug Mug.
Yeah,
this is free.
I really feel like, especially since we're talking about new iPads with better cameras, even if you don't take a lot of photos with your iPad, editing and organizing is such a joy. And I don't care how big this iPhone 6 Plus is, it's not the same. This is more fun on the iPad, in my opinion. And my opinion is a very good one. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Hey, let's talk about this amazing story that was written up in the New York Times.
I know where you're going. I love this story.
It was in the New York Times fashion style section. Of all places, although they seem to put a lot of technology in there these days.
You know why? Nick Bilton's writing for fashion and style.
Well, yeah, but he's still the tech beat kind of thing.
He said,
the wearables and Apple Watch, and it's all kind of becoming...
It's real person technology.
It's personal style.
And so Nick, who is a technologist, a programmer, and a great writer, he wrote the book on Twitter, Hatching Twitter. Now, that's what he writes for, the New York Times style section. About personal technology. I think that's really interesting.
Judith Newman is the author of this particular article that was... It's a personal story. She wrote it a couple days ago. And it's about her son, who is autistic. And I think he's... he's 13. So he's just kind of getting into the teen ages. And she... You know, she's had some difficulty with him because she said that he... With autism, sometimes a kid can seem really hyper-focused on something, and they kind of can't get out of that focused feeling. His is weather and weather patterns and data that's coming in about hurricanes and pressure.
He probably started by asking Siri what the weather was.
Well, I think it kind of started basically asking his mom about it all the time.
Right.
And she's sort of like,
ask your phone.
And she said that that at some point it was like, well, why don't you ask Siri, because Siri's good at that. You know, you can surface Wolf from Alpha data and all sorts of stuff. And it kind of became like a friend.
Isn't that interesting?
To her son's name is Gus. And it's a really sort of beautiful story in a way where she's saying, I felt guilty because it's sort of like you're giving a kid a TV and saying, leave me alone. But there was this back and forth thing.
Siri has a lot of personality. They've really intentionally programmed in some fun, personal answers. And obviously, Gus has kind of tapped into that side of Siri. Mm-hmm. It's more than just the facts. In fact, at one point at the end of the article, Gus says, Siri, will you marry me? Did you see that at the end?
Yeah, and then she says something like, that's not in my terms of service.
Why don't you read it? Because it's a really cute little back and forth.
Siri, will you marry me?
Yeah.
I'm not the marrying kind. Gus says, I mean, not now. I'm a kid. I mean, when I'm grown up. Siri says, my end user agreement does not include marriage. And Gus says, oh, okay.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. There was another, something that I just thought was really fascinating. And I don't know, maybe it's because I listened to a lot of stuff on autism. But the mom, Judith, said, you know, there's something about inanimate. Gosh, it's like sea anemone. I never get that right. Inanimate objects that some autistic kids, it's like they don't discern so much between, you're a human with emotions, and here's something that is not a human with emotions.
We know autistic kids love iPads. They often love iPads.
She said a few years ago when he was 8 years old, she got him an iPod. And he really just, you know, listened to music and that sort of thing. And he only wanted to use his iPad at home. He never wanted to take it anywhere unless they were going to the Apple store. And she said, why do you always want to take it to the Apple store? And he said, so that the iPad can be with its friends.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay. Like, I'm not going to cry right now, but I'm going to consider it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
It's a really lovely story. And it's not about Siri specifically. I think it's about, you know, AI and the fact that there are these relationships that some people can have that are not
human.
Detrimental
and
either.
It's not bad.
No.
Right.
I mean, this is actually something that she's saying. He is starting to pick up a certain kind of mannerisms that are polite
right.
because of the way that Siri is always kind of steering you. If you say something bad to Siri, she'll say, well, that wasn't very nice.
Right.
You know, that sort of thing.
Right.
I don't know.
I have a feeling that in the long run, this could be, we're going to see more of this. Mm-hmm. And this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Siri's non-judgmental. Siri doesn't look at him funny. Siri doesn't say anything, you know, about him. He just has a relationship with her.
Yeah.
And I think that this could be the start of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah.
I think it's very exciting. I love that idea. Anyway, a great article.
There was actually, and I'm just going to say this and then we'll move on because this is, doesn't have anything to do with anything, but there was, if anyone listens to the podcast Radiolab, do you ever listen to Radiolab?
Love Radiolab.
They had a special, it was like a one-hour special on autism a couple weeks ago, and it wasn't about Siri specifically, but it was about a kid who became really, really obsessed with Disney movies, but used them and the characters and the voices to express himself to people around him. It was incredible. Such a good story. It's really worth listening to.
Yeah.
Especially if, families who are affected by that. Okay, let's move on to an Ask Leo question. And this one comes from Bob in the Solomon Islands, who has actually written us before. And he reminds us, internet where he lives is very slow, it's erratic, and it's really expensive, approximately $50 per gigabyte. Wow. That's a lot. He says, what I want to do is update our two family iPads to iOS 8.1.
Oh.
But is there any way for a friend to download it to a DVD or a memory stick and mail it to us? Could we transfer it to an iMac and then install it on our iPads? Is there any way around this? Then he says, the iMac is running Mountain Lion, so it's not even talking to my wife's iPad
right.
Air. We'd have to install Yosemite, and that's probably the same download issue because it's an OS that you've got to get off the internet.
This is something where Apple, I think, is a little insensitive to how people deal with the internet and sometimes how much people have to pay for their internet access. iOS 8 is like several gigabytes of download.
Mm-hmm.
When you attach one iDevice to iTunes and download iOS 8, you would think it would save that copy of iOS 8. Jeff, does it save it or no? I think you have to download it fresh for every device, do you not?
Well, where would you go get it?
Well, you're downloading it from Apple. So say again, Jeff.
You can download the PSW and put that.
Ah. So there is a file, it's called the PSW file, that is actually the software update file. And Apple has a place you can, if you Google iOS 8 PSW, you could probably find it. Is that right, Jeff? IPSWDownloader.com.
Okay.
Is that safe? That's not Apple. Anyway, once you get that file, so here's what our correspondent should do is ask a friend who has faster internet, doesn't have to pay by the gigabyte, to download that IPSW file. Then he could put it on his computer, and he could update his various iPads from that file.
Mm.
You still would use iTunes. I'm almost certain of that. Yeah, but you would at least iTunes. I seem to remember now in the update, you can search for the file you're going to update from. Is that how it works? Hold down. This is how we fixed the 8.0.1 problem, is if you hold down the option key and then press the update button, Jeff, it will give you a drop down and say, or an opportunity to choose what file you're going to update from. When we had 8.0.1, what we wanted to do was choose iOS 8.0 or iOS 7 and downgrade, and that allowed us to do that for the people who got bit by that bug. And this would also allow you to choose the next version of iOS, iOS 8 or 8.1, and install it from the PSW file. So thank you, Jeff Needles, who is our Mac fanatic. I saw him typing over there, and he figured out how to do it. Is it IPSWDownloader.com? Yes.
I wish there was something more official than that.
Shift.update, shift and restore.
I don't like the sound of it.
Shift and restore, something like that.
Shift, click, restore. Okay,
you.
Well, great. I was pretty sure, because I didn't have the answer, that you were going to say, sorry, Bob.
Oh, but you have to. Oh, the other thing. You have to get the one that's for the right device.
Yeah.
So when your friend is downloading this, you'll see, it's obvious. Get the one for, you tell him ahead of time, I need it for this device and this device and this device, because you have to get, you can't just say, you know, put them on
all. Give
me
iOS, yeah.
It has to match the device.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Bob, I really hope that helps. Will you keep us updated, please?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think he said, you know, if somebody could mail him something that.
Not just device, but carrier, the whole thing, the model, the carrier, everything. It has to match exactly.
Got it. We got a note from Sal who says, you know, this is an iOS feature that hasn't really gotten much attention. I'm not sure if we've talked about it on the show. I don't think we have. If you open the Messages app and then you click on the Details button in the top right of a message, I've got an app open right now, or the Messages app open right now. I have a message thread that's all just fine. And so if I... Brian? Anybody? Anybody back there? If I go ahead and, as Sal says, hit the Details button... Then I have an option. What it actually shows some attachments that we've been sending each other. So that's just a totally different thing. But he says, you can choose to send your current location with your friends. Now, share my location would be on Find My Friends if I'm saying, Nate should always be able to know where I am at all times. Well, Nate and I don't need to be on that level with each other. But if for whatever reason, because we had brunch the other day, he's kind of like, where is she? Is she, like, close? Whatever. I could just go ahead and send my current location at that specific time, kind of the way that Glimpse works, you know, or somebody, you know, says, like, drop a pin and, you know, send me the screenshot of where you are type of a thing. That's actually really helpful. Now, of course, you know, sharing your location all the time. I use Find My Friends. I have a variety of... I have a variety of friends that I feel like I completely trust. So that's all fine and good. But yeah, you've got some options there. Leo, I don't know if you ever, you stopped sharing your location with me, so I took you off Find My Friends.
I did?
I was like, whatever.
Maybe.
But it's okay. But that's, you know, that's fine too.
I'm always here.
You care about your privacy.
No, I don't think that's why I stopped. I probably pushed a button that I didn't mean to push. I don't care. Everybody knows where I am. I'm just checking the Apple's earnings call because it's going on right now. Their 2014 earnings for the fourth quarter, and Ars Technica is doing a live blog of this, and it sounds like record earnings. In fact, maybe the best earnings Apple has ever had.
Beat the street.
Yeah.
That's
so
what I'm hearing, too.
We'll have some details on that a little later on in the show, but it looks like a very good quarter, as one would expect for Apple.
Apple
115
sold
countries
39.3 million iPhones.
Wow.
12.3 million iPads, 5.5 million Macs. All right.
This is a very 38% gross margin. That's up from last year. That was one concern analysts had about Apple, that their margins were dropping. This is a growth in the gross margin, which is good. Strongest revenue rate in many quarters, far out exceeding guidance and establishing a new record for Apple. So a very, very good quarter.
A new record for Apple. iPad sales are down third quarter in a row, though. So
we knew that.
And the thing is that's the sort of thing where, you know, you could almost be like, ooh, this is bad. You know, it's bad. It's just a market saturation thing. And
you know,
I think we were talking about during the live event last
Everybody
week.
Who wants one has one.
Yeah, and I really do think that iPads much more closely mirror the buying cycles of laptops.
They're expensive.
You've got them for a few years. I could not get a new iPad if I wasn't doing this show for years, and I don't think what am I missing? This is great.
App Store revenue up 36% over last year. Mac sales a quarterly record, an all-time record for Mac sales, 18% year-over-year growth. That's very good news to me, because I'm a fan of the Mac computer, and I was really worried that Apple might be turning its back because of the huge profits and huge success it's had in the mobile space. But obviously, with new Macs coming out last week, and this news, very good news, that Macintosh is very strong. They're getting close to a record-breaking fiscal year for 2014. Cumulative app downloads more than, get ready, 85 billion total app downloads since the App Store was created. App Store revenue up 36% over last year. Really kind of an amazing quarter for Apple. Earnings of $6.45 per share. 437 Apple retail stores. Apple retail results also a record. I mean, it's just it's good news all around, except for iPad sales, which have slowed again for the third quarter. And yet, a million a week, that's pretty good. I'd take it.
Well, you know, did Apple stop updating Macs when Mac numbers started to slow?
No, they're just
introducing new product categories.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
And what Apple's telling the analysts, of course, is that the way to growth for even the iPad is to get into new markets. That's why they're so aggressively pursuing China and other global markets. And that is going to be big. And in fact, I think you could expect really amazing sales results for the iPhone 6 because of that. They entered China this week.
Correct.
Yeah.
Good times. So we got another email from Gordon, who says, I love the new sharing widgets in Safari. What Gordon is referring to is if you're in Safari and you're looking something up, as I am right this second on my iPad right now. Brian? What are you doing back there? What are you doing?
He's got two shows he's running today.
Yeah, okay.
He's kind of busy.
And I go ahead and say, all right, well, where do I, you know, what do I want to do with this? This is...
this is the share sheet.
Yeah, exactly. So it's sort of like, here are some of your options, or...
Are you using Lois Lane's iPad again?
That's you. Leo Laporte. AirDrop. It found you.
It found me!
Yeah. So you've got some options. Now, here's an issue that Gordon has. Gordon says... I want Evernote to be first because that's the only thing that I ever, you know, am basically clipping from a Safari sharing widget. So I go ahead and say, all right, well, let's find Evernote down here. You can see that you can reorder this stuff. That's pretty cool. Go ahead and put it right at the top. We've got it turned on. Wonderful. Now, Evernote's first, right? So that's so cool. You can customize your experience. You don't always want to see messages or mail or Twitter or, you know, that sort of thing first. Now, Gordon says a few days later, it'll be back at the end again. Now, I went ahead and, you know, exited out and back in, and I couldn't recreate this issue until I actually hard closed Safari and then went back into it. And you're right, Gordon. It's not completely at the end, but it's not where you put it in the first place. Now, I have to assume that's just a little buggy situation.
Yeah.
Because...
And you're now on 8.1, by the way.
Right.
Still happening.
Now, you wouldn't... Yeah. Lisa? Nope. Yeah. She was there for a second. Now, you could say, oh, maybe it's just because that Apple wants to have their native apps. You know, they're always going to push them to the front. But Twitter and Facebook aren't native apps, although they do have... Apple does have relationships with those. So maybe there is something where Apple wants to periodically... push the services that they have a more close connection with in iOS, but that doesn't really make sense because that's basically doing exactly the opposite of what you just set up. I think it's probably a bug.
Yeah, so why would they reorder that?
Yeah, I don't think that that's something that they're doing on purpose. If they let you reorder it in the first place,
right.
then just say like, ha, we reordered it again.
That's a pretty minor bug. It doesn't stick.
Pretty minor bug. But I do think, besides this specific bug, it is nice to remember that you do have some power here as far as the way that things look. Now, if I always want to share on Pinterest, well, I can bring that up there. You know, maybe that means more to me than Facebook if I'm just browsing Safari on a regular basis. So you do have some customization options, and that's kind of nice when I'm looking at Wikipedia entries on Hawaii, which I
Why are you looking at Wikipedia? Are you ready for the hurricane?
You know, it's been downgraded to a tropical storm. It's going southwest.
Yay.
Southwest. I think it's
Another
Anna.
Another bullet dodged.
Anna? I think so. Yeah. I pay attention to storms in the Pacific region.
Mm-hmm. Siri would know a lot about
Siri
that.
Would know a lot about that. And I bet Gus would,
with
too.
Her late at night.
Both of us.
Become friends.
So, you know how we have had this long running, well, a couple weeks running conversation about... downloading a new version of iOS versus installing it. Because I had a couple people argue or complain, not argue, that, you know, just because I don't install it doesn't mean it's not already sitting on my device taking up space. Greg says, in reference to the most recent show, so that was last week, and to the person who wrote in complaining about automatic iOS update downloads, This can be turned off in settings.
Oh, good.
Then you go to iTunes and App Store.
Yeah.
And then turn off updates, and it should stop iOS updates from being downloaded.
Thanks for letting us know.
Why is it in iTunes, though? That's not where I would go. Let's look at it. Okay, so iTunes and App Store. Apple ID, cellular, updates. Oh.
No more updates.
Automatic downloads, duh. See, I didn't.
We should have known that.
Well, I should have.
I apologize.
I really should have known.
Sorry I missed that.
That's in a weird place.
Yeah, but that's right where I'd put it. It's the App Store.
Thank you, Greg.
Yeah.
You're so awesome.
Thank you. Greg, you got a gold star today. Turn that off.
A reminder, we love hearing from you. Please do write us with great tips like this or questions, whatever.
I didn't know is because I figured that was just the app updates in the App Store.
I was under the impression that Apple was like, this is what's best for all of us, so we're giving it to you, whether you like it or
not. So it's not just app updates, it's also soft system updates.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So good call. Good call, Greg. Thank you very much. iPad Today at twit.tv is the place to write us. A reminder again, 757-504-IPAD is our Google voicemail if you prefer to leave us a little jingle.
Leave us a little jingle.
Yes.
Hey, you'll have, of course, all the Apple results in just a couple hours on Tech News Tonight.
You better believe it.
But,
buddy.
Boy, the most successful fiscal year in Apple's history is pretty amazing. 39.3 million iPhones, thanks to the growing markets. On a revenue of $42.1 billion, they made profit for the quarter, $8.5 billion profit. That is cha-ching. That is pretty good news. So a very successful quarter for Apple. And, in fact, it's going to be it's their fourth quarter. So that means they're wrapping up the fiscal year, and it's going to be the most successful fiscal year in the history of Apple. Wow. Our show today brought to you by Gazelle. As Apple rolls along with new iPhones and new iPads, perhaps you're thinking it's time to upgrade. Now, here's the key. One of the ways you can finance that upgrade is by selling the old device, whether it's an iPhone, an iPad, even a Surface Pro or a Samsung tablet. They'll even buy BlackBerries at Gazelle.com. It's a great way to get cash in your pocket and buy the next device. Gazelle is great. They'll even buy broken iPhones and iPads. You'll get a risk-free offer if you go to gazelle.com. It's good for 30 days. It includes free shipping. And the thing is, the value is going down. So even if you're not sure you're going to buy that new Air, take a look at what your old Air is worth at gazelle.com. Your old iPhone is worth, your old tablets, your old computers. And when you got that locked in price, you now have 30 days to decide. When you do decide to sell, they will send you a box with postage prepaid, and you'll get paid fast by check, by PayPal, or get an extra 5% with an Amazon gift card. Don't worry if you forget to wipe your data. They'll do it for you. And they will, and you know, I know this personally now, because I've always heard this, that they will upgrade the offer if they get your device and they say, oh, no, it's worth more than you said. It's in better condition than you said. We sent them an iPhone 4 as we did this upgrade to iPhone 6, and it all trickled down. We had an old iPhone 4 at the end of the trickle. We thought, well, we're not going to get much for it. Gazelle quoted us $30. By the time we got the check, it was $120. They bumped it up that much. They said, no, this is in great shape. Or maybe it had more memory than you said. I'm not sure what happened, but I don't know any company that'll do that. Gazelle does that. No wonder they have such strong customer satisfaction. They have paid out now $170 million to over 1 million customers, 1.5 million trade-ins. G-A-Z-E-L-L-E, gazelle.com. Find out what your old device is worth risk-free at gazelle.com. Thanks for the support for iPad Today. Is it time?
It's time.
Put on your funny hat.
All right. So this, you're going to have to help me out here because I realize that it's only.
Oh, you're ready for battle.
Well, yeah, but I got to do this. So is it like, do I look through here?
I think it's too small for you. Because I think if I were in battle with you, I'd just cut your chin right off there.
Well, I think that's right?
Yeah, that looks good.
It's only really covering a important stuff.
The head.
Take my chin off, it's fine, but I do need my eyes. Right.
And me, I'm ready for a different kind of battle.
What is that?
I don't know.
It looks like, oh, look, something glow-in-the-dark-ish.
I'm going to wear this to every party from now on.
Yeah, that's great. I don't
Yeah, turn off the lights. Let's do it again.
I don't even, like, what is it, though?
It's my Halloween hat.
Are you a duck, or what is it?
Don't you know?
I don't know what that is. What is it? Why can't you tell me? You
don't know. Either.
You don't have any idea. It's like, oh, look, it goes red and green. But what is that mean? Is it, are they eyes?
There's more?
Is it Christmas?
Yeah. Let's see what the label says.
Okay.
It's a blinking eyes Halloween cap.
That's so bad. And what's the design behind it? Just like some sticks?
Oh, you are so cruel.
I'm just, yeah, I'm Cruella. Okay, it's great. It's really nice.
$12.99.
What? That is like $4 worth, $4 max.
What? It says $12.99, but we got a deal.
It's no gladiator chap.
Jeff knows people at the Spirit Halloween shop.
I bet he does. I bet he does. Okay, so Clips, let's open up my app cap of the week. I'm actually very excited about this because this app is, even though it's kind of hard for me to see right now. Oh, and by the way, if you're wondering, if you're watching the show for the very first time and you're like, what's happened? Are they on peyote or what are they doing? Leo and I actually do this at the end of every show. We take peyote and then we start to hallucinate and somehow it along to you.
You're hallucinating.
You're on peyote.
I'm normal.
It's a little much for a Monday, but no judgment here. Everyone's welcome. This is, we put on hats. We call them app caps.
You have to push this button every few seconds.
It's so bad. It's literally the worst hat we've ever had. And that's saying something. And I'm, you know, in a gladiator cap also, which I actually kind of like. I think this is pretty baller. So this is part of the show where Leo and I pick an app and we try to explain to you why they are awesome. Now, this is not going to be too hard for me this week because I discovered an app called Clips, and the whole thing is like, you know, cutting and pasting a paragraph of text or, you know, something that maybe you would be cutting and pasting the same amount of, you know, email to a bunch of different people, but you want to do it quickly. And you might say, well, cutting and paste, or, you know, copying and pasting, cutting and pasting, that's already a feature of iOS. You need to hold down and you make sure that it's that you have the right amount of text blocked off, and then you copy and paste, right? Clips does something else entirely, and so it's a combination of a widget. And what I mean by that is, let's go back to Safari. You know, so I'm looking at my, okay, so I'm saying, all right, so Kauai was known as a distinct dialect of the Hawaiian language, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
So far normal. You've selected some text.
Right. So I've gone ahead and copied this,
and
right?
Use the iOS copy command.
Yeah.
But now you're in Clipsta.
Now it automatically goes in here and it stays here. So it almost has an Evernote quality.
I see.
In that regard. Because I can save a variety of clippings. You know, this is text and whatever. Now, once I've got it here, I can say, yeah, I want that all uppercase or lowercase. A lot of you would say, I would never want that uppercase, but actually in my line of work, I use it all the time. I go ahead and reset, make it look the way that it originally did.
What is your line of work?
Good question. Well, it's...
It involves uppercase text?
I write a lot of things only in uppercase.
Because you're shouting.
No, it's just the way that it's a holdover from my schooling. Okay. You've got something in your nose, buddy.
No.
Something in your nose.
Well, no, I figured out how this works. You blow your nose, and then the light comes on.
Okay, so this is not the only thing that this app does, because I know right now you're like, a little lackluster.
Yeah, well.
Does more.
Oh.
Here's what else it does. Okay, so let's go back to Safari. I'm gonna go to a completely different page. Like, we're done with Hawaii.
You could paste.
We're going to go to Fern Grotto. Right?
Oh, yeah,
so,
baby.
So, all right, Fern Grotto, fern-covered lava rock, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? All right, so we got this. You go ahead and say copy.
Yeah.
Now,
how much would you pay?
In my Clips area.
Oh, in the notification.
I have just, yeah. So Clips has this really cool widget thing. So I can see all of my.
So you could take it from there.
Text, URL, get the URL for where it went. Text plus URL and a certain syntax. I can go ahead and delete it. If I say more, it says, all right, well, now you've got all sorts of options here if we want to go actually into the setting. But wait, there's even more. If I go to, I guess we should go back to Sephora. That's fine. Well, yeah, okay, that's fine. And I say, you know, I want to search for something. I go ahead and scroll through all of my many keyboards, of which I have 100 million of them right now.
Too many,
that's for sure. Well, because I like to practice.
Oh, but is one of them the clip thing?
Yeah, it's for, where's Ferngrotto? Where's Ferngrotto? Where are you? Did I not?
Ixnay on the Ferngrotto, eh? I think you didn't copy it.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I did.
I think you copied Kawaii.
No, I copied Ferngrotto.
Did you? All right.
Let's see.
Let's pull up the magic thing and see. Do you have to update it or anything?
Okay, well, this part isn't working out that great. Although iOS 8 keyboards are a little hit and miss right now.
I think that's part of the problem, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't... Well, because this worked originally.
Here's, so anyway, it's a keyboard now.
It's So
that's a good, interesting use of iOS 8. Yeah,
in a variety of places, you can just... You have way more control over copying and pasting...
Right.
...than really you need. But it's still cool. I just think it's nice to have all these options.
I think you're right.
Well, I'm glad.
I don't argue with a woman in a helmet.
And that's smart of you.
I'd like to show you my app cap now.
Well, please do. Let's see it. What? I want to see it. Show me your app cap. Show it to me.
So my app cap actually is something you probably already know about because Apple showed it off at the event. The Zen Garden is a demonstration of their metal technology. You know what? And I admit, this isn't like a game you're going to want to play for the rest of your life, but it is beautiful. And if you have an iPad and you would like to show off, especially when you get your new iPad Air 2, and you want to show off the super duper rendering engine, the physics engine in metal and all of that stuff, this is kind of fun. So we'll tap it to start. Do you remember this from the event?
Yes, I sure do.
This is actually my favorite.
That was at WWDC.
Yeah, in June.
Yeah.
This is my favorite, is the cherry tree. Watch, we can put some cherry blossoms on there. Look at that. That's making the iPad jiggle. And then you can you know, if you use your fingers, you can rotate around it and put more there. Look at that. And then you can make them fall off. Yeah, like that. So it is a demonstration, really, using the Unreal Engine of the physics capabilities.
You're not doing anything.
I'm making them rustle.
Are you? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. You are manipulating them.
I'm manipulating
them. Sort of.
You want to start over? Let's put some more. See? First, you're drawing them. All right. Admit, that's kind of boring. You want to go over and see the swimming pool?
I would love that.
I would, too.
You know how to do that?
I thought I did.
Might be stuck on the cherry tree.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Oh.
Corner? Oh, that one? I seem to be stuck here.
Leo Laporte, you know.
Now, that's the redo. Other one? Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. So they give you touch targets. Oh, the pool, the koi pond is really fun.
Oh, yeah. This is actually kind of crazy.
So they'll follow your finger. So what this is demonstrate the capabilities, the physics capabilities of the metal engine, including things. Now, I think, and we'll see when you get your new iPad Air 2, this should look really even more spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Because of
that A8 chip.
Yeah, because of the new graphics
A8X.
Processor chip. And look, we can do a little Zen garden, little raking of the sands. I don't know, I just find this kind of soothing. The music's pretty. It doesn't do anything. This is it.
Well, it's about being zen.
It's about
being zen.
You know,
it's not about being busy.
And then
it's about doing a little meditation. You know, do you have a rock garden? I don't.
No. So but now you have one on your iPad.
This is where you rake it.
Yeah.
I don't have anything like that in my little alleyway that I live on.
You can pretend
you're just a sad little alleyway with all the shopping carts.
Just a zen monk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am a zen monk. I'm a zen Buddhist monk.
Isn't that cool? Anyway, look, it's free. You know, after you play with it for a while, you'll probably say, okay, now I've played with it. But it's kind of fun. And I think it's a good thing to have on your iPad when people say, well, what do you do with an iPad? And you say, well, that. What do you do?
What do you do?
Look at that.
You Dell venue. What
can't
do you
do that with a Dell venue.
Yeah, you're a little fin.
Butterflies.
Oh, wow.
Butterflies. A lot of butterflies.
Yeah, that's kind of frightening,
I'm
actually.
I'm starting to have a hard time breathing.
I don't think that they're cute in those numbers.
There you go.
They used to be larva. Zen Garden. Isn't that fun? What is it going to run?
Free.
Oh, it's completely free.
It's just a demo. It's from Epic.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a show that the metal can do some amazing things.
Absolutely love it. I love zits. Yeah. So you got you've got Clip, which is also free, by the way. I don't think I mentioned that. Clips, rather, plural. And then you've got Zen Garden, my app, Leo's app. Two very different kinds of apps, but both very helpful to de-stress and never lose a paragraph.
I love the butterflies.
I do, too.
They're pretty.
You know what I also love?
What?
Saying goodbye after a successful show. Thanks, everybody.
I wouldn't know.
For watching and listening
to
this here episode of iPad Today. We love y'all. See you next week.
Ow.